Hello and welcome everyone to the Intuitive Lifestyle Success Podcast, where we explore empowered conscious living to create priceless advantages for your wellness, your business, and your life. I'm your host, Master Intuitive Medium, Kathleen Miller. And today's episode number 103, we are in April of 2024. And today's topic is around healing money trauma. And so today's question is, what is blocking your financial success? And so this is something that, especially being April 15th, no coincidence, I thought it was a great time to be jumping back in. I know it's been quite a gap there for you. I apologize to my listeners. Life has been very busy lately, and yet I definitely have been tinkering with this and doing some practitioner somatic training and some different things that I'm adding into the mix with my own facilitation work. This is something that, you know, certainly is something I've been working on for a long, long time, and also really facilitate with a lot of my clients as well. So it really was popping as something that would be a contribution for everyone, as well as something that is clearly up in a dynamic way for the collective for quite some time now. And so I want to start with, you know, because this is something that's really interesting. We look at money from such a linear, I mean, think about accounting. It's very like we want to get it to balance to zero. And numbers have just not ever been my thing at any point in time. Do not ask me to do math. Thank God for calculators. And yet, when it comes to the energetics of things, I'm quite masterful. So this is something that I'm talking about today, is the energetics of money and what that is, and really clarifying this. Because yes, we have our beliefs, our experiences, what we've gone through, certainly the environment we grew up in, were resources readily available, were we really lacking in certain things or across the board, what messages were given, you know, more often than not, they're not even spoken. It's just an energy that's really conveyed. And then there's, of course, financial abuse, which is rampant. And this can be everything from, you know, really extremely scarce in mind thinking, or scarcity-minded punishment too. This is something where, you know, you're wrong for spending, you're wrong for, you know, mismanaging. And certainly there is common sense balancing for healthy financial stature. But there's also where I want to go today, and what I want to play with, is this energetics around money and really healing these trauma places that certainly can come from this immediate lifetime, but from other lifetimes where we perhaps went through periods of history where a lot was lost, or natural disasters, or certain situations where we were betrayed or taken advantage of. And so there's a million different scenarios that I've seen come up that can be blocking, where you will create a ceiling of how far you let yourself financially expand. And as we clear this energetically, and we clear whether it's lifetimes, beliefs, this lifetime, you know, the money mindset, because to me, they're all really required to be together. And a lot of times we'll do quite a bit of these things to pursue or generate a greater financial future. And you may find, wow, it falls short, or some sort of sabotage keeps happening. And so this might be where there's some sneaky, you know, energetics that still need to be uncovered and cleared or really worked with. And so that's really that first step, is clarifying where you energetically are, being able to, you know, this is something I feel like I'm repeating over and over with a lot of my clients, not just recently, but certainly after the huge adaptation on the heels of COVID and the many years following, where, and then now you have inflation, we have all these different financial changes that are happening and still continuing to happen. And really being able to stay in a grounded, stable, secure space that we are able to, you know, outcreate the limitations that are happening all around, and to be able to be in a thriving energy. And those are just words. I'm talking about the energetics of truly embodying this, because this is something that is, you know, and not everyone is actually aspiring to the same. Some people just want their needs met. Some people are, you know, really want to live simply. They don't want much more than that. That's not wrong or bad. The universe really doesn't have a point of view about where, you know, if you want a tiny house or you want a mansion on the beach. Like, it really is there to kind of align with whatever you are aspiring to and willing to, you know, because we do have action. We do have what, you know, what we're willing to commit to create as well. And yet anything truly is possible if you're willing to, you know, get clear about that, really align, and then be willing to kind of move through the development to allow, you know, better or an upgraded life or an upgraded vision of what you would like to experience or have. You know, those are really, really possible. And really that energetics becomes first. Those outwardly steps really support around it. And more often than not, and I've even had clients who, you know, have sold their companies quite young and they're retiring early, but they really didn't have a target much further than that. And so part of this, you know, again, that holistic thriving in all levels, some people who are just money only focused, that can also be a bit disorienting or traumatic, even in retiring early, because you might not have these other aspects of life really, really developed. So what I'm getting at here is it's not just about the money. Yes, money is a contributor for quality of life, for more choice, by all means. And yet this core energetic essence I am talking about is something that really must be harnessed, must be cultivated, and is really a lifestyle as well as a calibration that we want to align with and then really work to stay in that high range of. So that's that first one, really clarifying where you are, or maybe perhaps the patterning of if money is like it's in and it's out, it's in and it's out. There, you know, everybody has different patterns with their financial flow. And you know, really recognizing that and being able to get clear so that you know where you're starting from. And then the second piece is really letting go of all of the victim, all of the scarcity, all of the, I can't have this, or I'm, you know, this disempowered energy. And I know this is gonna stir the pot or make, probably aggravate some. And certainly before I did a lot of the deeper abundance work, it definitely, I know it would have frustrated me too. And so if you're hearing this, and it's kind of rubbing you the wrong way, that's the awareness actually of your inner being knowing that more is possible. And there's likely some scarcity beliefs in the way, which is why that push and pull may be happening. And so we've got to let go, and especially with what's happening on the collective with, you know, just this seeming lack everywhere. And yet it's a perception. You've got to remember it's a perception. Money is always moving. It's always moving in and out. It's really, you know, being able to ask and really get clear about, you know, your identity with money, who you are with it, what you are with it. And for many people, it's such a loaded word energetically and not a positive way that it really, they more often than not, I've seen people not really get started with true financial empowerment because this has been lacking to slight to even pretty strong degrees. So really letting go of all scarcity, internal and external dialogue, internal and external, like, you know, paying attention to those models and getting clear of what the vision you want to create and being able to go towards that. That's really, really going to be the name of the game. Even if you don't have the answers, which, you know, even when we do have the answers, it's a constant evolving. You know, right now, certainly, you know, what's a good investment today might not be in a few months. So you want to really, it's they are moving flows that are happening. And yet part of that intuitive financial success is being on the pulse of where you need to be, what you need to be doing, when you move in and out, when it's time to step forward, when it's time to kind of change course. Super, super important. And really, you know, that we can hear that subtle clarity of direction and really trust that. Because to me, that's really also the name of the game to, you know, really, really pay attention. And I even had, just as an example, I had a fraudulent kind of phishing letter that I gotta say, I'm so good with these things. And this one was, you know, just a bit, just interesting, I'll just say. And so anyways, I looked it up. I was able to completely bypass it. I could smell initially like, no, this isn't real. But I will say that some of these are pretty savvy, guys. And yet when you have that intuitive pulse, like this doesn't feel right or something's off with this, trust that. This will help you bypass fraudulent garbage, all the nonsense that is total distractors from that, and really let you just be clean and clear. And that's really, in this day and age, super, super supportive for us to stay clean and clear as we're moving forward as well. So that's really number two. And then number three is taking steps to really heal where your finances are affecting your body, they're affecting your mind, and they're affecting your spirit. This is really, to me, money tends to be other than the holistic, balanced aspect of, no, money is this energy that is within and through all of your being. And for a lot of people, no, it's this freaky, totally weird, I don't get it thing that's outside of them, or that's they don't even know where it is. And so this integration of, you know, having your body have complete ease with whatever amount of financial flow works for you, having your mind have total ease and peace with money. How about that, guys? Peace with money. And then having your spirit have ease, because more often than not, these spiritual visions are really our true path of joy. Our true path of joy is always the money magnet. So we want to be following that. We want to be trusting that route. And as we do this, and as we let go of other lifetimes, other dimensions, other, you know, whatever's happened, sometimes it might be something that you were financially shamed for. You know, it might be something, I definitely went through very, very, you know, impoverished states earlier in life. I've got that story on my website, and it, you know, I went through very tough times as a single mother. And that was something where I went down to like next to nothing and had to build back. But when I, you know, and for me, before having children, I was pretty, you know, anything goes, and not really paying attention to that. But then once I did, you know, certainly with my daughter, I really shifted gears of, okay, that might have been okay for me to be destructive in my life, but this really changes now. She will be educated. She will have everything, you know, and she became my why of really moving into a very empowered place. And I have to be honest, it was not overnight. It was years of work and really realizing, wow, I'm worthy of this. I'm deserving of this. I'm, you know, I'm capable of this. I can be empowered, and I want to be a difference to kind of lead and really inspire others with it too. Because that, I know that was a very scary, dark place when, you know, the old adage, like, you know, money doesn't mean anything unless you don't have enough, then it becomes everything real quick. And I certainly have been there and understand that. And so, you know, to me, money today is about peace. It's about this ease of stability and this ease of creation that, you know, that really is possible no matter where you're starting from or where you've been financially, and really realizing that anything can be built and created. It is possible to really generate whatever future you are aspiring to, and to really trust that in yourself. So, but the healing work can be very, very powerful to heal, you know, whether it's hitting, for some people, it is the body, mind, and spirit. They need to clean it up in all those quadrants. But for some, it is just all in the mind. It is all in the backstory. It is all in the beliefs. And for others, there is a big, tends to be some really big spirit to money hiccups for a lot of people as well. So I always recommend making sure all those areas are clean and clear so that you have unlimited flow of what you can create, of how much you can also flow in and out, and be able to always be expanding that. If that is a joy for you, or whatever level and vision is right for you. So I hope this has been supportive for you today. And if you'd like my podcast, I'd love for you to please leave me a 5-star review. I'm also always open, and I'm going to be really doing quite a bit on different trauma aspects, because I've always been working with trauma with clients, but this is just, there's so much that I think is kicked up in the collective, but also globally, that I'm really kind of being pulled towards more on this. So if you have specific questions you'd like to hear a future podcast about, please reach out to me, or you can email me on my site, which is at intuitivelifestylesuccess.com, or you can find me on all the social media channels at Intuitive Kathleen Miller, and it's Kathleen with a C. And that would allow you to, you know, be able to ask questions and hopefully get some great insight in a future podcast. So that's it for today. I'm Kathleen Miller. Thank you all so much for being here, and be well, guys.